Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of the program. You dial in toll free here, 855-450-FREE, to join us if you have a question for Dr. Mary Ruart. She is our guest to start the show out here tonight. Mark, you actually had the pleasure of introducing Mary on a stage about a week or two ago, actually, at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Liberty Dinner. They do an awards dinner here. We've talked a lot about the Liberty Alliance as a really unique organization that doesn't exist in any other state. They rate all the bills. They rate the state reps based on, you know, are these people voting for liberty or not? And there's usually a few hundred folks, a couple hundred people that'll come to this dinner, and somebody speaks, and Dr. Ruart was the speaker this year.
Yeah, a lot of times if a liberty organization's nearby and they can't afford an actual MC, they'll have me do it.
Yeah, sure.
And so my policy when it comes to MCing is hey, nobody came here to watch the MC, right?
Get off the stage.
get off the stage. Right. I mean, that's really what I do. So I told a quick story about how Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, is incredibly important for the Liberty community, so important that we recommend it here on the show far more often if people ask sort of, how do I get my family member on board with the ideas of Liberty?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hand them this book. If they're a reader, This book is great for them. It's called Healing Our World, and you can get it at book.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, or maybe it's books.freetalklive.com. I think either one will work. But, yeah, it's a great book. You can actually get the audio version and PDF and other versions like the mobile versions and things like that. You, Dr. Ruart, welcome back to Free Talk Live. You've been so generous with Healing Our World and giving out the original 90s edition in so many different ways to people, and really, I think, contributing to changing a lot of minds towards the ideas of freedom. So I want to start out by saying thank you for all of your efforts.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, this was something that I felt, I don't know, I just had, how can I say it, almost a revelation about how to put this together, and I think it's meant to be shared, so I'm trying very hard to share it and yet not go bankrupt doing it.
It is, revelation might be the right word, because it really puts things in perspective. Ian, you actually voiced... Is that right? You voiced a different book.
Oh, no, it was somebody else's. Yeah, I voiced Tannehill's. It was somebody else who voiced.
Over at books.freetalklive.com, we have the audio version, too. Yeah.
Yes, that was a fan of mine who did it and sent it to me and said, use it as you wish. And so I felt that the best way to do it was to, make it available.
Absolutely.
And hopefully I'll have an audio edition of the new one coming out in next month, but the audio edition won't be out for several months after the print version.
So we actually didn't have you on because you're coming out with a new book. That just happened to coincide with your appearance here in New Hampshire, and I'm excited about it. It's the same book, but reworked, right? Like, is it the third revision that's coming up?
The fourth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And new cover art, from what I understand, as well, which is exciting.
Yes, and a new subtitle. It's called Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, because, you know, that's the thing that we always get criticized about, that we're not compassionate, we don't care about the poor. And, of course, it's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty helps the poor most of all. And that's the kind of thing I wanted to talk about in Healing Our World.
Isn't it true, though, Mary Ruart, when you see a bum on the street, you kick him? I mean, isn't that, like, your favorite thing to do? Kick a bum.
No, I can't say that it is.
It's ridiculous. Libertarians just hate poor people and old people.
But since you went there, I mean, we can talk about the FDA. You've got a lot of experience in the FDA, and that was one of the things you spoke about at the dinner the other night. But since you went there about liberty helps the poor, I mean, there are people listening who might be recoiling at that statement, like, oh, yeah, right, you libertarians just want to keep all the tax money, and it's the government that's helping the poor. You want to get rid of welfare programs? I mean, come on. You can't be serious.
Well, I've worked with welfare recipients for about 10 years, so I'm very knowledgeable in how things are handled. And basically what it does is it entraps the young people.
How so?
Women, well, women, when they get pregnant in high school, say, oh, you know, this is the way to establish my household. This is what I've been told by the people coming to rent for me. You know, now I'm going to have a baby in 6 months, so now I'll be able to have my own household. I'll get a rent check, and so, you know, I want to rent from you. Well, you know, in high school, that rent check and the little bit of cash you get looks pretty good. Hmm. So the young women drop out of school. They don't get married because if they get married, they can't get the welfare check. And then they realize, oh, this isn't going to work. It's too little money. I'll have a second child, so I'll get more. And a third child, so I get more. And in Michigan, where I was at the time, after the third child, there was no more money. And at that point, they go, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to be poor all my life. I don't want to do this. I'm going to go out and get a job. But then they have three children that need childcare. It's almost impossible unless they have a relative to take care of them.
Wow. And you've seen this by, weren't you renovating low-income housing at one
yes.
point?
Yes. And I had one tenant say to me, you know, Dr. Ruart, you really need to stop working so hard. You work at Upjohn all day, and you come and work on the apartments at night. You need to have some kids, get on welfare so you can have a life.
Wow.
Now, of course, not everybody thinks that way. But the problem is, I think, more closely related to the first example I gave you, where the young women get trapped in this system and they mm-hmm. can't get out.
That's horrible.
So when I was doing the emceeing, I wanted to I thought it was really a compelling speech, and I wanted to see if I could get some of the information of that speech sort of out to the listeners, because I don't think people know that there were some amendments. Now, you keep talking about amendments; they're obviously not constitutional amendments, but some amendments that. That were passed in the 60s that essentially broke the medical system in the United States.
Yes, these were the amendments to the Food and Drug Act. They gave a lot of power to the FDA. And basically what they did after, you know, they came down is they increased the drug development time 10 years. It was about 4.5 years before the amendments. It's now about 14. And the cost continues to go up, even though the timeline has stabilized or gone down a little from that 14 years. So what happens is, first of all, everything has to be patented. When I started with Upjohn, we would develop some drugs that weren't patented, but because now the costs are so high, a drug company won't even consider developing anything unless it can be patented, which of course excludes nutrition and minerals and things like this that actually pharmaceutical companies were very involved in. They were some of the first companies to encourage people to take multiple vitamin supplements and things like that. But after the amendments passed, it just wasn't going to work anymore. It was too costly.
So it was the government that created Big Pharma.
That's right. And, you know, I was an AIDS researcher for part of this time. And, you know, what was happening is the AIDS patients couldn't wait. So they hired black market chemists to manufacture the very drugs we were working on. And by the time the FDA gave us permission to test in humans, every AIDS patient in the country that wanted our drugs had already had them and had resistance to them. So we had to wait for newly diagnosed patients to do the studies that the FDA required. And the cancer patients sued the FDA because they didn't want to go the black market route. They sued to be allowed to take drugs that had had safety testing in humans but not effectiveness testing. And the courts ruled that the Constitution does not guarantee a right to life if it means that we have to use unapproved drugs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is that settled law at this point, that you don't have a right to use unapproved drugs?
That's correct. Yes, the Supreme Court refused to hear it, so the lower court ruling stands. And I suspect that somebody is going to resurrect this somehow if they can do it with a little bit different angle. Because patients are very upset about this. Now
well,
with the Internet, they know. Well, of course.
I mean, you know what would be a terrible idea is if one or 2% of terminally ill patients died a few days early because of some drug that they're testing out on themselves voluntarily.
Well, and there's so much good information that can come from that, but actually it's very hard, even under the current system, there's something called compassionate use, where if the FDA blesses it, the company can give them the drug. But the company has a lot of disincentive to do that, because if anything goes wrong, these are terminally ill patients, right? So if anything goes wrong and the patient dies, which, you know, there's a high probability,
they're all going to die.
Then the FDA says, oh, maybe the drug was toxic, and so they make the company do more studies.
I see.
Mary, can you hang on? Stick with us for a little bit?
Sure.
All right, more with Dr. Mary Ruard here in moments. She's here, and you can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also, well, actually, you can't join us on Skype. You can join us on Skype later, because she's on Skype right now. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want here, although right now your question should be for Dr. Mary Ruart. Otherwise, we're going to make it wait because, you know, she's a special guest, and we don't really have guests on the show very often, if at all. So it's nice to have her actually back on Free Talk Live.
And it's not like she can't answer any of your questions about the ideas of liberty,
she
right?
She wrote
like,
the book on that, Mark. Yeah. She wrote the book, Tough Answers to, or Tough Questions. Oh,
short,
darn it, I forget.
Short Answers to the Tough Questions.
Yes, it's an excellent book. It's just been a long time since I've
You've
read
been
it.
Handing that out. You bought a case of them and handed
no,
them out.
No, I didn't buy a case of those. I bought a case of Healing Our World.
Did you? Yeah. Oh, my mistake.
So, but which is, in my opinion, an even more important book. So, but great author, and it's great to have you back here on Free Talk Live. We're going to continue with talking. I want to come back around to the issue of the poor, because I feel like we never really... Mark, you jumped in with questions about the FDA, and we can talk about the FDA, and I'm fine with that, but I think the you know, people really don't understand libertarianism and how it can help the poor, and we never really got to how it can help. We talked about how welfare hurts, or it can put people in a bad place, but, you know, some people would say, well, you know, you guys just want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. So I want to get back into that, too, with you, Mary, if you've got time for us.
Sure.
But first, I want to remind our listeners about ExpressCoin.com. And I'm going to put you on the spot, Mary. Do you have a Bitcoin wallet set up yet?
No, I don't, and I need one. And now that I've heard about your great offer, we were on break, I typed it in so I wouldn't forget it.
I don't know what the offer is that
purse.freetalklive.com.
Oh, yes, Purse. Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes, Purse. Yes.
Yeah, Purse is pretty awesome. And in fact, I was going to talk about ExpressCoin, which is a way to actually get the Bitcoins that you can then spend on Purse and get 20-25% off of Amazon. So if you go to ExpressCoin.com, they actually take check or money order, and so you mail out
in the U.S. or Canada.
In the U.S. or Canada, so you mail out a check, they send you Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or something else like that. It's fast, safe, easy, and it's inexpensive. Of their licensed money services business, and you can get started right now right through their website, or if you want, download their app at expresscoin.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee. So you could buy $40 worth of Bitcoin, pay zero transfer fee on it, and then take that $40 worth of Bitcoin and go buy something on Amazon at 20 or 25% off or possibly more through purse.freetalklive.com. It's a great combo of websites, and these are really killer apps for Bitcoin. So expresscoin.com. And for people that are thinking about getting a Bitcoin wallet, I do recommend the Airbits wallet, AIRBITZ. For anyone who has a smartphone device, the Airbits wallet is the best choice, in my opinion. It's cool. You open it up, it'll actually show you where local businesses are that accept Bitcoin. So somewhere you can physically walk into and go and buy things. Like here in Keene, New Hampshire, you can go to the corner store right in the heart of downtown Keene, and you can buy anything in the store for Bitcoin, which is pretty awesome. So go check it out at expresscoin.com, and don't forget the Airbits wallet. Dr. Ruart, you were talking about the FDA and sort of the past, the nasty, ugly history of the government regulation of medicine, and how it's hurting competition, which ultimately hurts you know, the ability to have good solutions and choices in the marketplace to help people.
But didn't you, Ian, you wanted to find out how, you wanted to ask her how, you know, the ideas of liberty can help the poor first.
Right. We were talking about the FDA, though, Mark, because you had changed gears into the FDA in the last segment. So we're going to come back around to the poor.
All right.
Since we were talking about the FDA, figured we'll wrap that up. Dr. Ruart, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. So what exactly did you want me to address first?
Yeah, so
the
FDA, you know, the whole point being that they have hurt people that they were supposedly set up to help.
Yes. And, you know, the 10-year delay, for example, probably has cost about 4 million Americans years of their lives. And there's a lot of innovation that's destroyed, too, because of the high costs. You know, I was actually called by the FDA one time to talk about the prostaglandins and liver disease that I was doing research on, and they wanted to actually help my company I worked for, get the drug out the door because it was nothing for liver disease. But the problem is when you have a new treatment for a disease that doesn't have one. You don't know how long you need to treat, especially if it's a chronic disease like liver disease. You don't know how much drug you need to give. You don't know how often you need to give it. And when you don't know how many people you're going to need to see a big enough difference that it'll be statistically significant enough for the FDA. And if you guess wrong on any of these things, and you do your studies for several years and then find out that it's not quite right and you have to do it over, your patent's gone. And so what that means is you can't recover your costs, and only about 3 out of 10 drugs today recover their costs. So what the industry is depending on is these blockbuster drugs. So a lot of innovation doesn't happen, and that probably costs us even more than the delays. I estimate between 4 and 16 million people have had their lives shortened in the U.S. And all this kind of ripples outward into the world because most drugs are made in the U.S. So if there's something that doesn't get to market that should get to market in the U.S., it probably isn't going to get, except in unusual cases, get to the market overseas. And that means the whole world suffers.
So basically, the regulation pushes out the little guy. There can't really be somebody who's like an independent researcher who can go and do this kind of research. They don't have the billions that it takes to get through the process. So it really whittles it down to just a few players.
14 years worth of testing, right?
Yes, that's the average for a new, what we call a new chemical entity, which, you know, I think you would think of as a new drug that isn't similar to anything else on the market.
Now, I've heard that what companies will do is, in order to play it safe, because of the patent process, because of these rules that the FDA has, they'll change the chemical formulation of a drug that has run out of patent and then just basically reintroduce a new and improved version with a new and improved patent.
They'll try, yes. I mean, obviously, what's happening, you're seeing all this merging with the companies because it costs out of pocket. This isn't even counting interest, right? Out of pocket, it costs about $1.5 billion to develop a new drug. Not many companies can take a hit like that if the FDA says no at the last minute. So companies are merging, and it makes sense for them to play it safe, to do just what you're describing, or to continue to work in a class of drugs where there's already a lot of drugs out there, but if they can get a small percentage of the market with a minor improvement, you know, that would be good. Also, it encourages them to only develop drugs that people will have to take for years and years, because it's the only way, again, they can recover their costs. Mm. And the problem with that is if you're taking a drug for years and years, there's much more chance you're going to have side effects, really bad side effects.
So the FDA is essentially, I mean, people are expecting life extension to happen in the relatively near future, in, you know, short decades here. But the FDA is keeping medical advancements at bay with all of its rules.
That's right.
What can we do? That you've said that the Supreme Court has said that the American people, do not have a right to basically the drugs that we want to get, the FDA, this government agency that isn't mentioned in the Constitution, is completely constitutional and can keep people from getting access to these drugs, which seems like a crazy ruling, but, you know, whatever. We're not the Supreme Court. And, I mean, it's just stifling innovation. This is the biggest medical market in the world, right?
Yes, and it has stifled. We were on the verge of a golden age of health in the 60s, and these amendments really put a halt to that.
Mary, can you stay with us for another segment?
Sure.
All right, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We will come back and talk about the issue of helping the poor without the state. Can that make it better? Can that make life better for people in a tough spot? 855-450-FREE. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sedley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We've got Dr. Mary Ruart with us on the Skype, so you can call in with questions at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. She's the author of Healing Our World, one of my favorites. Definitely an eye-opening book for people who aren't quite there yet with the ideas of freedom. Friends or family members that you've been wanting to persuade, this is a very persuasive book. I highly recommend it. Though that's not the reason we're having her on. She was actually speaking here in New Hampshire at an awards dinner for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance recently, and Mark, you used that opportunity to invite her back on the show. So it's great to have her here again with us. And she did mention purse.freetalklive.com, one of our advertisers, and an organization that I had been utilizing before they came on board with Free Talk Live, long before that. I started like 6 months ago with Purse,
It was actually Roger Veer's recommendation, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus. He recommended Purse. I got on and immediately started saving 20-plus percent on everything I bought on Amazon. I've now done 24 transactions through Purse and have saved over $500. So, I mean, I could have paid all $500 of those dollars to Amazon, but I kept those in my pocket because I went to purse.freetalklive.com and got signed up there. And you can do the exact same thing. If you're willing to be a little patient with buying things on Amazon, you can save big. And usually you don't have to wait more than a day.
And you have to get Bitcoin. I mean, that's the other.
Oh, yeah, that's the catch.
Yeah.
You do have to pay with Bitcoin, which, of course, it's easy to get Bitcoin, and this gives you a reason to get some if you haven't yet done so already. So go to purse.freetalklive.com and get deep, deep discounts on anything you want to buy through Amazon at purse.freetalklive.com. Dr. Ruart, thank you for staying on here with us tonight. And we were discussing both the FDA and also helping the poor, which is something that you focus on a lot in Healing Our World, as to how libertarianism is the most compassionate solution. And whether it's helping people get access to affordable medications through not destroying the industry with regulation, or helping people in a bad spot in life, you know, actually climb up the ladder of affluence, getting the government out of the way is the best thing that we can do. So to come back around to the discussion we'd had with you about helping the poor, you did give some examples of how welfare can sort of trap people in the system and not allow them to really grow as people and you know, put themselves out there and start businesses or get a job because they're trapped by the rules of welfare, sort of. But that's not really an argument against welfare. Somebody could say, well, you know, the system could be run better, and we still need the government to help these people. How can you libertarians want to take away people's welfare programs?
Well, actually, private programs give about close to 65-70% of what they take in to the poor, whereas government programs only give about a third of what they take, what they assign, you know, of our taxes to help the poor. The poor only get about a third of that, if that. So, you know, it's much more efficient to do the private sector. But that is not the main reason that Liberty helps the poor. I will make a bold statement and then try to explain it a little bit. And the bold statement is most poverty in the world today is caused by lack of liberty or government aggression.
Yeah.
And to give you some examples, I'm going to talk about two of my tenants who were actually, you know, they were low-income tenants, but they were working. One was sewing curtains in her home, and the other one was doing child care for the other members of, you know, the other tenants of the apartment complex. And neither of these people created any extra traffic or anything. I was happy with them doing that. Mm-hmm. But the city government wasn't. They got on their case because they didn't have a license, and they wouldn't have gotten one because the apartment was not zoned for commercial use.
Right.
And the ceilings weren't as high as they needed to be for the child care and things like
that. Fire sprinklers! You need fire sprinklers!
Right. So what ended up happening is, you know, the city called me and asked me to evict them because of that. And of course, I told them no, I wasn't going to do that. And yet they kept bothering these poor women who finally just threw in the towel and said, you know, well, what are we going to do then to the city officials? They said, well, what you need to do is quit what you're doing and go on welfare. And that's what they ended up doing because, you know, the city officials didn't want them having a business there. And here they were supporting themselves and they ended up on welfare. It's nuts. You know, it's really nuts.
That's a tragic story. And there's no shortage of those stories, right? I mean, there are a lot of people who have had the mind of, oh, I want to start my own business. And then, of course, they're told, well, you need to do it the right way, which, of course, means to go and beg government bureaucrats for permission to provide a product or service to people on a consensual basis. And when you start doing that, when you start looking into it, whatever it is, it's always incredibly high barriers, things that make it very, very difficult, as you were explaining, to actually just start doing even a home-based business in some places can be super difficult to get started with.
Yeah, we call this like kicking the bottom rungs out of the ladder of success. And what I find is that those on the left, right, the ones that care very much about these issues, you know, I care about them too, but the ones, you know, they just sort of take the they take what they've been told throughout life. They just don't seem to believe it. When you say that, look, the government comes in and they make it impossible for these people to make a living on their own, and then they give them a welfare check. They essentially just say, these people can't They can't earn their own money, so we have to give it to them. And I think it's insulting as hell. But how do you convince people that just won't listen?
Well, I mean, if somebody isn't going to listen, obviously nothing's going to work. But I have had success telling this story at meetings, very much like the one we were at Sunday. And I actually had a woman who was about her 60s, I think, come up to me afterwards and say, oh, my goodness, you know, all my life I've been voting for the wrong things because I really wanted to help the poor. And now I realize, you know, there's, you know, it's just the opposite. You know, what can I do? And we had just a really intense, close moment, and we hugged, and I said, well, you know, you've got the rest of your life, you know, to make it right. And she was, that was evidently the right thing to say to her, because she got a big smile on her face and said she would do that.
Uh-huh.
I actually debated someone, you know, I used to run as a Libertarian Party candidate against a state rep in Kalamazoo. I ran against her 3 times, and we talked about these very things, so helping the poor. And she finally stopped me on the street one time and said, you know, I've been a liberal, as you know, all my life and voted for these things. But, you know, I voted this time to privatize the welfare system because, you know, you've convinced me that it's so inefficient. So that was very.
Wow, you convinced a politician. That's quite a.
Yeah, I shudder to think what this privatization looked like, though. You know, when they talk about privatization with the government, it's like, oh, no.
Devil's in the details on that one, for sure. But that's a good story, though. I mean, it really, you know, shows that you can actually have an effect by getting into the political race. You actually ran for president under the Libertarian Party, or you attempted to, but unfortunately were defeated by someone who really shouldn't have defeated you, Bob Barr, back in 2008. Any chance you're going to be resurrecting the campaign for 2016?
No, I'm not going to be able to, because I want to take this material on the FDA and write another book. And I have to be through it now, so it's going to. These books take a long time.
Yeah,
I sort of go into cloister when I have to write these. That's the only bad news about the kind of books I write.
So you were here in New Hampshire for the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance Awards dinner a couple weeks ago. When was the last time you were here? Because Mark said we might have talked to you at the Porcupine Freedom Festival at some point in the past, but I don't recall.
Yeah, that might have been the last time I was there.
What was that, a couple of years, 2 or 3 years
prior?
Yeah,
2 or 3 years ago, yes. Uh-huh. I would have to, I'm not very good at remembering dates of things like that, but I think it was 2 or 3 years ago.
This is where Ian asked you when you're moving to New Hampshire.
No, I wasn't going to ask her that. I asked her that last time she was on, Mark, like 5 years ago. But what I wanted to ask was, you know, you visited back a few years ago. You saw sort of, again, some of the activism that's happening up here. What were your impressions? You know, have they changed at all of the Free State Project since the last time you were here?
Well, if anything, I've just been more impressed. I mean, it certainly is impressive to speak at an awards dinner, as you know, as I was invited to do, and find out that 7 of the state reps have a perfect voting record. I mean, yeah, it's just wonderful. I mean, you know, what libertarian group gives their state reps this kind of rating and awards? It just doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen anywhere. I mean, we've asked over and over on the air here on Free Talk Live for anyone to call and tell us if there's any group anywhere out there in all the other 49 states like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance that rates every single bill that the state reps vote on. They rate all of the state representatives on how they voted on the bills. Are they voting for liberty? Are they voting against it? Dr. Ruard, if you can stick with us for one more, I'd appreciate it. We'll stand by and come back with more at 855-453. If you've got a question, get on the phones.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for 1 full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I don't think we've mentioned that enough. That's her website. You can go there, and I believe you can get the original book through that site. At least that's where I got it from, Once Upon a Time. No, Dr. Rohrt, is the 90s edition still there for free on your website?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I think it's as a PDF. And actually, the new edition, which is coming out in about another month, is going to be available sometime this week for 50% off if you pre-order it before it's awesome. Actually, you know, here. So if some of your listeners want to get that offer, they just need to go to my website and sign up for my email list.
Okay,
and
cool.
They will be informed when that happens.
And that's coming up. You're expecting the pre-orders, I guess, portion to start later this week?
That's right. That's right. And it'll be 50% off. You can get as many copies as you want. And I'm doing that in part because many people, like yourself, buy multiple copies for mm-hmm. friends. And I want them to have that option because, you know, once it hits the regular pricing point, it gets a little harder to do that.
So this is the fourth edition. What happens? I've read the first edition. Why should I read the fourth edition? What happens in between?
Well, what happens is I update the chapters. You know, obviously so much has happened. When I first put out Healing, we hadn't lost the Twin Towers yet, for example. So that was an important thing to add. And there's so much more information.
There's also a new cover.
Yes. Oh, the cover is beautiful. Yes. I'm very excited about the new cover. It has the earth shaped as a heart. And of course, the subtitle is Healing Our World, the Compassion of Libertarianism.
That's great.
And it goes on to, you know, talk about, it says, let's see if I can, I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, I'm looking at the cover on your website.
Enrich the poor.
It looks great.
Enrich the poor. And enrich the poor, protect the environment, deter crime, and defuse terrorism.
It really addresses so many great issues. And I did read, actually, Mark, that I read both the 90s and the aughts version of this. And it was much improved in the aughts version because you're updating statistics. You're getting new information in on the things you've already written. So you're right. Going over all of the info again anew, and you're bringing new items to light and information to the table, which I think is why you should continue, as a liberty-minded person, continue to update this book. Even if you've read it before, it wouldn't hurt to get the new information. And further, this is a book to pass around. I mean, this is not a book. Don't let this sit on your shelf. You should always be like loaning this out if you possibly can, because it's so useful for that.
Yeah, about half of my sales are to people who are either giving them as gifts or loaning them out. So it's really a pass-around book. And, of course, now Ron Paul was generous enough to give me a foreword for this book, which is really exciting. Yes, so there's a lot of, and the cartoons have been redrawn. There's like over 1,300 references of how liberty works in the real world. So no one has to take my word for anything. They can look it up, and you can use those references, of course, when people ask you, especially as a candidate, you know, how could you say that? And you can point to the reference and say, yeah, here's the study.
So you were impressed, you said, more so this time than even the last time you were in New Hampshire with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which, for our listeners who don't know, is a group that was formed several years back. It's been around for a while now. I don't know if it's quite 10, but it's a number of them. And
about 10.
It was formed by New Hampshire natives and liberty lovers from the Free State Project, people who care about freedom, who wanted to really have an impact inside the political system here in New Hampshire, where, of course, if you've been, if you watch the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, you know that there are 400 state reps here, which means that each state representative represents so-called a very, very small portion of the population. So it's relatively
3,500 people.
Yeah, it's relatively easy for the average person to get elected. They only get paid $100 a year. And, you know, when you're a state rep, you're not a full-time state rep. Most of them are doing something else.
They make $100 a year. You're not full-time anything.
Yeah, they have a job, right? So they don't have time
to
retire. They don't have time to read all these 800 bills that have been proposed. So the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has actually, I don't know, 100 volunteers or something like that, dozens of them certainly, that go through and they literally read all of the legislation. And then they have a system that they can input their opinion about, like, well, this is legislation that would help liberty, and here's why, that kind of thing. Or this is going to hurt freedom, or it's sort of middle of the road. And so they grade all of this, and then they rate each one of the state reps at the end of the year. And this awards dinner that you were attending is where they release the state rep sort of report card for each of these state reps, and they get between an A ranking or an F, and then below F there's also the ranking of constitutional threat. And
I believe I'm in the only town. I live in the only town that is ranked completely 100% constitutional threat.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, ouch.
So yeah, it's a little tough out here on the west side of the state, but there's some places, as you pointed out, Mary, where there's some A-plus representatives. These guys vote the right way, pro-liberty, every issue, every time. And if you think about it, the Libertarian Party, and I'm, you know, I've been a life member of the Libertarian Party in the past, so I'm certainly familiar with it. In 40 years, the Libertarian Party, I don't think, has had the electoral success that the Free State Project has had. We've got more than a dozen people elected right now, more than 15, actually, to state representative seats here. Mary, I mean, is there any other political success by libertarians like that anywhere in the world, let alone the United States?
Not if you use that yardstick.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that I think, to be fair to the Libertarian Party, one of the things it did, it was the gateway for many, many years.
Yes.
The primary gateway into the movement. Now that's not as true. And, I mean, that shows they were successful, because what happened is we've got all those libertarian nonprofits now, for example. We've got organizations like the Free State Project and the Alliance, and it's just wonderful. So
yeah,
now there are many entrees.
They certainly paved the way. But, I mean, the Libertarian Party is a political organization, and, you know, after decades they haven't done what the Free State Project
what
has
I
done
like
in
do.
Less than a decade.
Yes, there is one area, though, that they have been very successful in and nobody talks about, and
what's
I
that?
Would like to just mention that. What happens with the local libertarian parties is they get involved with local issues like tax increases, eminent mm-hmm. domain, things like this, and they have really stopped a lot of that. I know when I was in Kalamazoo, Michigan, we stopped, we ran as libertarians and on the for city commission. We didn't get elected, but we talked about lowering taxes. We called ourselves the Taxpayers Protection Slate. Mm-hmm. So when there was an eminent domain issue, an elderly gentleman came up to me at the meeting where we were all talking about this, and he put $200 in cash in my hand. Remember, this is the 80s. That was actually mm-hmm. worth quite a bit of money. And he said, Dr. Ruart, I know your employer, Upjohn, is going to benefit from this eminent domain, but I know you are on my side because you are a libertarian. Please take this money and stop the eminent domain because you're going to take my bicycle shop away.
Wow.
Please. And so we actually, I guess what I'm trying to say is the Libertarian Party was able to make a statement and a name for itself locally. I think this happened in many, many other places.
Sure.
And they fought local things. So that is something. And I know it's happening in the Free State, too.
Yeah, and you can make an impact. And it's harder to measure that, right? Like, it's harder to measure the value of stopping a tax increase because it's hard to really say, well, it's because of the libertarians is why that thing got stopped. Well, certainly, you know, libertarians have helped with stopping a lot of government across the country.
Well, what I like the Libertarian Party for, and I've never been a member of the Libertarian Party. I'm a Republican Liberty Caucus guy. What I like it for is that I understand math to some small extent, and I get that my vote on a statewide election is really inconsequential. It's unlikely that the governor of New Hampshire is going to be decided by one vote, mine. So what I choose to do with my vote when we're talking about races like the presidential one, the governor one, the reps and the Senate and that sort of thing is if there's a libertarian on the ballot, I'm going to give that libertarian my vote because I know that if they get, say, 2% or something, it makes getting on the ballot easier. That helps because libertarians are huge in helping ballot access for mm-hmm. all parties. They give people more options. I don't have to vote. I don't have to pick between one of the two pro-war candidates on these national elections. I can just go ahead and vote for the libertarian and actually have my vote count for something.
That's right. And, of course, the candidates that do run under the LP banner, if they're candidates that abide by the non-aggression principle, which is happening a little bit less these days, mm-hmm. but when they talk about that, they really do educate the public about what it means to be a libertarian. And that is very valuable because they bring up issues that people haven't thought about. There's so much propaganda out there, you know, to say government is good, government is what we need. We need another voice. And that's really another thing that the Libertarian Party has done, I think, is changed the nature of the debate.
Yeah, I'd like to see a stronger LP here in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, the ballot access laws are pretty bad here. And we've got a lot of really good things going for us here in the Free State Project, and there's really great reasons why New Hampshire is the best choice for liberty. But it's like any other place. It's got its issues, and ballot access for the third parties is definitely one of them. So hopefully we'll see more liberty-minded people coming here as part of the Free State Project because we just crossed 85% of our goal of hitting 20,000 people who are going to pledge to move here. Dr. Ruart, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Always appreciate it. Your website, ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T.com. Dr. Mary Ruart has been with us here, and you can go and sign up for her email list. That way you can get the heads up on when her new book, The Pre-Order Phase, starts. You can get 50%
off,
which is pretty awesome. Thanks, Mary, for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
We'll see you here whenever we see you. More coming up with more Free Talk Live.
I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm John Stewart. And we are the You Mean BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at You, Me, and BTC.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Call today and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. Call 844-MY-GOLD-2. That's the number 2. 844-MY-GOLD-2.